This is a podcast from ABC Overnights. Here's Trevor Chappell.
We can call him Mr. Reacher.
Oh, yeah, I've tried to read his books, but they're too long.
They made into TV. I know.
Tom Cruise played a part. Imagine picking Tom Cruise, a short little fella like that, to take on. Oh, I mean, how stupid they are. Anyway, that'll do me.
Dorothy.
No, I'm too old to be answering any of these
questions. No, you're not, Dorothy. Stay with us.
I am. No, that'll do me. Bye.
Bye, Dorothy. Oh, dear. Jack Reacher is the name of the private investigator. Ronald from Donald.
Yeah, I was going to put you out of your misery on the Jack Reacher one.
I agree with Dorothy. What a strange choice to put Tom Cruise in there.
Jack Reacher is, according to the books, he's about 6'5", 250 pound. Sounds just like that little bloke from Henry's Farm to me, yeah.
And the thing is, though, he doesn't reek ex-military drifter, does Tom Cruise?
No, and in the books, this bloke is, like, absolutely physical. He's got a brain with it, but it's all about what he can do to hurt you.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I mean, I quite like the Jack Reacher series of books, but then when I saw Tom Cruise was cast out, it just put a whole new thing on it for me.
Yeah, look, I like the books a lot, so I'm not going to watch those movies.
Hello, Pigeon.
You know about the Tom Cruise thing?
Yeah.
That's because he bought the rights to the books to make the movies.
Oh, so he just... Isn't that a bit weird? Buying the rights to cast yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, egomaniac.
I so agree, Trev. When reading Child's books, the mind's eye certainly didn't imagine Tom Cruise. Casting gone astray, for sure. We just heard if you buy the rights, then you can bung yourself in anywhere. Adam...
Yeah, Jack Reacher. I mean, I agree with the whole consensus. I mean, you know, Tom Cruise, Jack Reacher. I mean, really, you know, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs.
But somebody sent a text saying Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher is like having Danny DeVito playing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's a very, very good metaphor, isn't it?
Not bad. Good on you. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.